We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When you look at all the little moves that he's made, big ones and little ones, is there one that stands out to you and you just think to yourself, maybe it's the most impressive?
Yes, and that was firing Lloyd Pierce on February 28th because that saved the season. And it was a move that was controversial at the time and not very well received by some, especially in the national media. But that move saved the season. Nate McMillan is, I tweeted it last night. Let me look it up really quick. 27-11 or 27-12 in games where he's been the head coach.
Yes.
When Nate McMillan took over as the interim head coach of this team, the Hawks were 14-20 and 11th in the East, not even in position to get a play-in berth. And what happens? They turn around. They go 15 games 500 in that span since Nate has taken over as the full-time interim head coach. I mean, look, what Travis did bringing in Bogdanović was a very savvy move, but Nate McMillan really made it work for Bogdanović. If you look at Bogey's numbers, again, sorry for using the nickname, but at this point of the season, I think I'm clear to do it now.
Yeah, we're good.
I think I'm good. You know, look, Bogey before March 1st, Bogey after March 1st, the numbers are completely different. Nate has got to have a role in that, even if it's a very small one, right?
Yep.
I think moving Kevin Huerter to small forward and putting him in the starting lineup, and Kevin's been a little bit streaky offensively, but defensively I think he's been very good. That was Nate McMillan. You know, Capella has been a tremendous difference maker for this team. Thank goodness that Travis was able to basically rob the Houston Rockets and get Clint Capella, someone who leads the league in rebounds and is among the league leaders in blocks. And look, last night is a perfect example, guys. The Hawks got 7 consecutive defensive stops to end the game. That does not happen without Clint Capella. And his block on Russell Westbrook that triggered the go-ahead three by John Collins, in my opinion, was the game-winning play. So, you know, finding a way to get Capella in here and then making the coaching change, that's why the Hawks are where they are right now, and Travis made both of those moves.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.